You're listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. It's wonderful to be welcoming Finola Colgan, a Development Officer with Mental Health Ireland, to Wellness Wednesday. Welcome to the programme, Finola.
Thank you very much, Shirley. Looking forward to the chat.
And I understand you're going to talk to us about boundaries today and why they're important.
Let's have a conversation about it. And because boundaries, like when we stop to think about them, there are quite a significant number of boundaries in our life. And I know, like, there's kind of traditional kind of breakdown of these barriers, like intellectual boundaries, like, so you have a thought about something and you have a firm belief in that, and then somebody tells you you're talking nonsense. But you have a right to be able to express what you're thinking.
Absolutely.
And then you've come along and you've got kind of the emotional boundaries. And obviously they relate to your emotions, which we can chat about later on. But that's about how you separate your feelings. And of course, one of the biggest ones that challenge most of us, perhaps more so than the boundaries, is time boundaries. Because these refer to your use of your own time, and that obviously can relate to your working, are you full time in the home, whatever your daily lifestyle is about. And then of course your physical boundaries, which tend to the recent onset of COVID, the pandemic kind of brought this whole idea of physical boundaries into place.
Yes.
And social distancing, and sometimes I kind of felt that those particular boundaries, and I know it was about standards and governance and duty of care and being careful, but also the kind of that they actually talked about, that actually did create boundaries, because people, it wasn't just about the 2 meters, but it was also about socializing. And
absolutely.
It kind of had a turnaround effect, and perhaps we would have been better off, you know, maybe to have found a different way of expressing those boundaries. But I appreciate they were absolutely necessary.
Yeah, I was talking about this in a different context with somebody earlier, and you know, we said that the measures were necessary, but the manner in which they were kind of enforced was very jolting and very sudden,
challenging,
I think, for a lot of us.
Yeah,
yes,
and I think perhaps the use of the word lockdown as well didn't kind of help, say. But you know what, we are where we are now, and we're coming out of that experience and perhaps facing new boundaries to socialise and all of that. So, yeah, like boundaries, and I suppose our personal boundaries are perhaps the most important part of ourselves, because it helps us to identify who we are. They're also very important in relation to mental health and well-being and self-esteem, and, you know, and how we manage our boundaries, and how people transgress our personal boundaries can have a major impact on us.
You know, when you suggested talking about boundaries on this chat today, it brought to mind, I read a lot of poetry. It's one of the things that I do when I'm having a bad day.
Yes.
That I was saying that I usually talk to my guests about what they do as well, so we might do that towards the end.
Yes.
But it brought to mind a poem by Robert Frost, where he says, "Good fences make good neighbours." And it's a poem about boundaries in all senses, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
it's important to have a firm sense of our boundaries and where they lie.
Yeah, and it's, you know, something that's a very powerful image as well. like, and it is the truth. Like, it's about respecting your neighbours.
Yes.
And it's about your neighbour respecting you, and where you are in that whole, perspective of life and living, and being an individual and being allowed to be that individual.
You know, but sometimes I suppose it's the nature of how things are nowadays, when everybody's busy and everybody's rushing and everybody's doing 5 or 6 times at once, it can be difficult to say no. It can be difficult to uphold your boundaries sometimes, can't it?
Yeah. Okay, so I have a couple of thoughts on that one. It can be difficult to say no, but sometimes you've got to be able to stand back and say, what are the consequences?
Yes.
If I say yes and I really want to say no. And sometimes, you know, we can be putting ourselves under personal pressure to accommodate somebody because we feel uncomfortable about saying no. And my kind of experience in life on this one is that if the person that's asking you to do something that doesn't necessarily suit you in terms of time or your emotional status, whatever the reason being, that if they understand you, and they have compassion, they'll appreciate why you're saying no. And I think it's how we say the no is really important. So so I might be saying, look, I'm so sorry, I cannot help you on this occasion, but look, please ask me again.
Yes.
And I think you can keep the door open. But sometimes people will judge you for saying no and say, you know, maybe castigate you to one side or say, I'm not going to ask that person again. You know, that kind of way.
Yes.
But, you know, but they are important to have boundaries both for yourself and for your relationships and for the health of that relationship as well.
I think, and it's important to accept other people's boundaries as well.
Very important. It can't be like, do as I say and that's it. No, yeah, it's like it's a two-way process, really. And I think it's kind of like, you know, we mentioned there about emotion. I read an article there not so long ago about this person was just really feeling in a bad place, and then people were saying to her, Ash, you'll get over it. Things could be worse, and, you know, there'll be better times. But those kind of statements actually don't help the person at that point in time. And because they're not in a good place to be even thinking things will get better.
Yes.
So being able to appreciate where a person is and being able to listen to them. And I think this reflects as well the fact that we're kind of can potentially be overdone with positivity. You know, we get wonderful messages in WhatsApp groups, on social media, etc. And of course, they're very helpful. But we must also be able to take the reality of life as well. And be able to, when things aren't going right, to be able to experience that emotion and to know it's okay to go and get help.
Absolutely, to experience it and process it in the present moment. You know, it's not always appropriate to send an Instagram aphorism. That doesn't always help.
Doesn't always help, yeah.
You know.
And it's kind of being able to, at the end of the day, it's about being able to communicate your needs more clearly and for the person listening to that to understand them as well.
And sometimes, you know, the best thing that you can do is to listen and say, oh, I know it's a miserable time. And just listen. That's all.
That's all. Sometimes, yeah, the listen, the talk and the chat might be at the end of the day the most important thing as well. And then I think, you know, we were talking about emotions, that like our emotions at the end of the day are like a biological information system to us. So if we're feeling angry or feeling annoyed, that's a warning sign to us. Things aren't right. Have we a right to feel angry about something? Yes, of course. Have we a right to feel annoyed about something? Yes, we have. Maybe somebody didn't talk nicely to us or helped us or ignored us. Maybe there's sadness in my life. Maybe there's fear in my life. So I do have a right to feel those emotions and not to pretend they're otherwise. But what's really important is how do I respond to that emotional reaction? And sometimes, and sadly, anger can sadly get to be physical. Could become abusive, it can turn itself into bad language, it can turn itself into tantrums, and of course that's not helpful.
Yes.
So that's emotions are only problematic when they're not managed correctly, and when you don't acknowledge the reason and get the, you know, I suppose at the end of the day to get the proper support, Shirley.
Absolutely, and that's the key thing, like if you need support, seek it, and it is out there.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying that there can be unhealthy boundaries as well as healthy boundaries.
Yeah. So the unhealthy boundaries really are when, you know, maybe somebody putting you under pressure in a personal relationship.
Yes.
And that you don't, you know, that you lack the ability to be assertive. Maybe you end up, you know, which can happen in a kind of a newfound relationship. Or a new conversation, sharing too much information too soon, too quick.
Yes.
Or the other hand might maybe kind of maybe closing yourself off and not expressing your need and wants. So, and sometimes as well, like feeling responsible for others' happiness. And, you know, I was just chatting to a colleague about this, but I'm going back quite a few years ago when I grew up in Lismore in County Waterford, and the missionary nuns used to come I guess to recruit potential apostolates and whatnot. But anyway, I was sent from what we call the higher school down to the lower school with this missionary nun to bring her to the next classroom. And she said to me going down, she said, Finola, she said, if a family member becomes a priest or a nun, they'll save their families and they're all guaranteed a place in heaven.
Oh.
And I thought, this weighed so heavy in my mind. And,
yes.
And I thought, oh my God, was this burden going to fall to me? Because even at the tender age of 12 or 13, I think I didn't really ever want to be a nun.
Yes.
And you know, but I carried that for a few days or whatever, and until I had a chat with my mother about it, and she, of course she smiled at the good of it. And, you know, and I know that's simple, it's lighthearted, but often people can hold back on worries and concerns for fear of what will people think. And it's about, so it's that's kind of an unhealthy thing to do. If you can find a safe, solid person to be able to express how you're feeling to others, it can be good for your self-esteem. But it's always about revealing to somebody you can trust. And it's also kind of, you know, you were saying about unhealthy, allowing people to make decisions for you, because, you know, the power is taken away from you.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you're responsible for your own decisions, and you're responsible for your own happiness and not everybody else's.
Exactly. And that's the starting point. And part of that is you must also recognize there are going to be days you're not happy, and that's okay too.
Absolutely.
To give yourself that freedom to feel that. Not so long ago, last year, a volunteer involved with our Mullingar Mental Health Association was running art classes for us. And because of COVID, they were being done online. But we were just having a chat, and she said, Finola, I'm after breaking my shoulder. And I said, oh my God, Rosalind, how on earth? And very simple as these accidents are, she tripped over a stone. And then she said to me, you know, Finola, it could have been so much worse. And I'm thinking, I can't imagine anything much worse than that.
Yes.
And then I realised, of course, so long as I didn't say to her, God, aren't you lucky, it wasn't
worse.
Arm and a leg as well. But I realised, you know, to allow people to express that is good, and then, you know, to join in with their acknowledgement.
Yes, but not to express it for them.
Yeah, and, you know, the ironic thing was, because these classes were being run online, it was a project, Our Vision, Our Voice, because they were being run online, Ben Rosen could keep the art classes going as well, whereas had she been driving to them, as would have been in the previous year, she wouldn't have been able to drive to them. So it was win-win all round.
She was, as she said herself, she was lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
So you said, you know, it's important to accept that you can have bad days and not every day has to be super perfect. What do you do to promote wellness when you're having a bad day? How do you cheer yourself up?
Yeah, well, it's back to kind of recognising, you know, I'm not in a great place. And you know, say, it's really to have a kind of a bank of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I know the day is gone when we write out a cheque, but there are days we do electronic financial transfer, EFT. So what can be my emotional transfer to myself? So it might be, you know what, leave where you are. Like, you know, a lot of us are working from home. Just go out the back door.
Yes.
Get in some fresh air. Maybe shrug my shoulders. It might be as simple as that. And I might even kind of say, you know, flip that for a situation. And, you know, I kind of self-talk to myself. And but Mental Health Ireland came out there during the COVID with a lovely exercise that is available to freely download. And it was two circles, very simple. The inner circle could be like the yolk of your egg, and the outer one, the white.
Yes.
And inside in the yolk of the egg, I can control. So what can I control? And I can control my behaviour. Am I sleeping enough? Am I eating well enough? Do I have a routine? If it's, you know, if it's somebody that's annoying me, do I distance myself from that person? If I need, you know, to be in contact with my friends.
Yes.
And that outer ring, Shirley, is the things I can't control. And sometimes, more often than not, we can't control other people's behaviour. We can't control people's reactions because, again, we don't know where they're coming from.
Sure.
So it's also recognising what's outside my control and working within that inner circle. What is it I can control? And literally, at the end of the day, I do have control about self-care, about minding myself and looking after myself. Now, naturally enough, you'll stray from that from time to time. You know, I know it's a very unhealthy way of coping, but sometimes just binge-watching a program,
yes.
Netflix or whatever, and I got caught it last night. I was resisting this series, the Empire Walk or whatever it is, and I just saw it advertised. Now I'm actually discovering there's 5 seasons on it, and last night I started into it, and, of course, it's gripping. But, you know, I go away happy, say, no, that was entertaining. I had a violence in it. My kids say I love violent things, but anyway, you know, so sometimes just complete change and you forget yourself. Never walk, the fresh air will never ever let you down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just a distraction, as you say, just a change of scene, you know, can do the world of good.
And sometimes, you know, as I was saying there as well, Shirley, just accepting this is the way it is at the moment.
Yes, but nothing is permanent. You know, it will not be permanently like this.
Like life is about constant movement, constant change, and sometimes it's about going with the flow. I know you opened up with the poem there by Frost, but a favourite quotation of mine relating to this that I sometimes use is, it's from Gerard Manley Hopkins. I think some of us will have studied him for for poetry or whatever. But your personal boundaries protect the inner core of your identity and your right to choices. And it's about respecting that, I think, is really important. But, you know, sometimes a person's self-esteem mightn't be in the best place and they may have to develop that. And you can do this by, you know, joining your local library, lots of books out there, audiobooks. You know, local library is just such a walk-in.
And it's
center.
A great it's a great social
awesome
outlet as well.
Resource.
You know,
and you can join it for free and you can download audiobooks.
And they can order books from all over the country. Like, it's just an untapped resource. It's fantastic.
And then my other favourite one that's on a parallel is AINTUS, the Adult Education Organisation, and the Education Training Boards that are paired off in counties. They have an amazing range of courses. Everything from like personal development right up to professional programs.
Yes.
And again, all accessible. And often we have the resources at our doorsteps. We just don't necessarily think to put them into action.
That's it, exactly. They're right there. We just need to use them. A final thing, Fionnuala, on Wellness Wednesdays, we always try to pick a positive piece of music, a toe-tapping tune or a sing-along song to make people smile. What have you chosen for us?
I know, and we're having this chat and I was thinking and I was looking at songs and chatting to my kids and tried this one, Mammy, and that one, Mammy, and I looked and I thought, oh my God, those words mightn't be the best. So, do you know what? I'm going to go back to my original. Do you want your lobby washed down by Brendan Shine? Because, you know something, it's a bit of crack, it's good fun, and it's about asking somebody, do you want your lobby washed down?
It's about asking about their boundaries.
The fabulous storylines in there, Shirley, on that one.
Yes.
And you know, it's the important question, really, like about boundaries, about asking yourself,
asking
have I a
somebody,
right to transgress? It's your opening quotation about, you know, about the... your fence being and
good fences make good neighbours.
Make
yes,
good neighbours. Yeah.
So you need to ask somebody if they want their lobby washed out.
Down. Exactly. And so wouldn't it be as good a thing as anything to do? And it's a bit of fun and it's entertaining. And Shirley, if you don't mind, just before we say good luck to each other, there is a webinar coming up organised by ARIES, which is a support organisation in partnership with Mental Health Ireland in relation to recovery. Education support for persons going through mental health challenges. So they're having a panel discussion and question and answers on Wednesday, the 25th of August. And it's Let's Talk Boundaries. It's a conversation about where we explore the importance of maintaining healthy boundaries for well-being and mental health with Mental Health Ireland. And I'd like to thank and compliment Limerick Mental Health Association for organising this series of Wellness Wednesdays with you and my colleague Claire Flynn.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Fionnuala, and I'm sure we'll catch up again during the year.
Yeah, and a pleasure talking to you, Shirley.
I've a nice little cot and a small bit of land in a place by the side of the sea. And I care about no one because I believe there's nobody cares about me. My peace is destroyed and I'm fairly annoyed by a lassie who works in the town. She sighs every day as she passes the way. Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down? She sighs every day as she passes the way. Do you want your old lobby washed down? The other day the old landlord came by for his rent. I told him no money I had. Besides, 'twasn't fair for to ask me to pay. The times were so awfully bad. He felt discontent at not getting his rent, and he shook his big head with a frown. Says he, "I'll take half," but says I with a laugh, "Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down?" Says he, "I'll take half," but says I with a laugh, "Do you want your old lobby washed down?" Now the boys look so bashful when they go out courting. They seem to be so very shy. As to kiss a young maid, sure they seem half afraid, but they would if they could on the sly. But me, I do things in a different way. I don't give a nod or a frown. When I goes to court, I says, "Here goes for sport. Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down?" When I goes to court, I says, "Here goes for sport. Do you want your old lobby washed down? Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine? Do you want your old lobby washed down?" When I goes to court, I says, "Here goes for sport. Do you want your old lobby washed down, Conshine?"
Mending Wall by Robert Frost. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that sends the frozen ground swell under it, and spills the upper boulders in the sun, and makes gaps even two can pass abreast. The work of hunters is another thing. I have come after them and made repair, where they have left not one stone on a stone. But they would have the rabbit out of hiding to please the yelping dogs. The gaps, I mean. No one has seen them made or heard them made, but at spring mending time we find them there. I let my neighbour know beyond the hill, and on a day we meet to walk the line and set the wall between us once again. We keep the wall between us as we go, to each the boulders that have fallen to each, and some are loaves and some so nearly balls. We have to use a spell to make them balance. Stay where you are until our backs are turned. We wear our fingers rough with handling them. Oh, just another kind of outdoor game, one on a side. It comes to little more. There, where it is, we do not need the wall. He's all pine and I'm apple orchard. My apples will never get across and eat the cones under his pines, I tell him. He only says, "Good fences make good neighbours." Spring is the mischief in me, and I wonder if I could put a notion in his head. Why do they make good neighbours? Isn't it where there are cows? But here, there are no cows. Before I built a wall, I'd ask to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I was like to give offence. Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that wants it down, I could say. Elves to him. But it's not elves exactly, and I'd rather he said it for himself. I see him there, bringing a stone grasped firmly by the top in each hand, like an old stone savage armed. He moves in darkness, as it seems to me, not of woods only and the shade of trees. He will not go beyond his father's saying, and he likes having thought of it so well. He says it again. Good fences make good neighbours. You have been listening to Wellness Wednesdays on West Limerick Community Radio, kindly sponsored by West Limerick Mental Health Association. Until next time, take care and be kind to your mind.